The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, before we start, we just want you to know that Rocco and I are going by our fully vaccinated names. I'm Lori Vaccini. Rocco is Rocco Vaxarello.
and then I suppose it would be Holly Vaxert.
There you go.
That's not cute. You guys have cute names.
Yeah, they do, Vaxerts. Holly. I can't even get one. My new last name's Arneson, and nothing goes with it.
Yeah, Vaxert sounds like a breath mint from the 80s.
Right, all right. Well, maybe you should take work on a new one. But Rocco and I, we do like our vaccinated names.
Yes, they sound lovely. You know what? Honestly, I'll take my name. It's fine.
Okay.
Vaxert. Oh, gosh. It sounds like, again, or like kind of a gynecological disorder. I don't even know. Let's talk about the world of television. So, network television, they're still doing an upfront presentation of sorts. So that means that they're presenting us with some of the upcoming series that are going to be on TV this fall, some of the shows that are going to be leaving us. So over at ABC, we are going to get The Wonder Years. It is official. ABC has decided to order the reboot of The Wonder Years.
So I love it. I'm so glad. That was such a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. So the reboot is going to be happening. Meanwhile, American Housewife, Mixed Dish, For Life, and Rebel have all been canceled at ABC.
Oh, Rebel got canceled?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been on for, like a month, maybe.
You guys, it's been so... It's Katie Sagal and John Corbett and Andy Garcia.
Really?
Yeah,
it's... Surprised.
My mom, really, she's going to be very disappointed, and Julia and I like it. It's just like a... It's kind of a show you don't really see anymore.
Right. Yeah. Katie Sagal playing a character kind of based on Aaron Brockovich.
Yes. And there's some good tension and all of this kind of stuff. And I don't know. I'm kind of surprised at that. It had good, decent ratings, I thought.
Yeah. You know, I can't speak to the ratings, but I'm surprised, too, because I thought that people were really digging Rebel.
Yeah.
Katie Sagal. Well, maybe perhaps it will be one of those shows that finds a life on another network, because if something is canceled these days, don't worry. It can live on someplace else.
Well, then why didn't Katie Keene get picked up? Because when that got canceled from the CW, that was ripe for picking up somewhere, because that was a great show.
I think you need a production company, Lori.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Then you can go into development and you can find all the Katie Keens of the future and put them out.
Who's going to pay, Holly? Where do I get the money? See, this is
where we'll work out the deets later.
No, that's always the hardest part. That I know.
I feel like there's some tech company or streaming service that's just willing to give you a check.
Me too.
Over at NBC, it's basically NBC executive produced by Dick Wolf, because NBC has a stack of Law & Order series that are going to be on Thursday. That gives producer Dick Wolf two full nights of show on NBC's schedule.
And I know I got sucked back into SUV, Law & Order SVU or whatever you call it. Uh-huh. And then the new one, Christopher Maloney came back, Organized Crime.
Oh.
Such a compelling story.
That's right. Christopher Maloney spinoff Law & Order Organized Crime is going to be back with an addition of a new installment of the franchise, Law & Order for the Defense.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in that direction. But this Christopher Maloney, it's a very interesting storyline. Dylan McDermott, it's like a one and done storyline. You know, it's not like a new episode every week, like how Law and Order, a new case.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's not a procedural. It's actually going on with a storyline and characters.
Yes. And Dylan McDermott and Christopher Maloney. And it started off with something like huge in the first episode. No, it's good.
Oh, fabulous. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be happening on Thursday nights, Wednesday nights. Yeah. It's all the Chicago shows, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. So that's happening on NBC. Now, I'm sure that you guys have discussed this, but I feel like our 520 friends here on the Dirt Alert need to get your guys' opinion on Alex Rodriguez's Instagram picture of himself with his two children and three empty chairs and three empty place settings.
And, you know, on the heels of being asked about those two and saying, go Yankees, and then doing the theatrics of this picture.
Yeah.
I'm almost liking him. I am living for the shady theatrics of it all. I wish he'd shown half this heat when they were together, but no, I think it's hysterically great.
It's amazing. It is. He's fighting on a level I didn't think he was capable of.
I know. It's so great.
The fabulous, fabulous. Well, a source over at People.com says that Alex Rodriguez is, quote, not thrilled that Jennifer Lopez got back together with Ben Affleck, and that he was pretty surprised.
Well, that may be, but please just let your pictures and your cryptic baseball answers suffice. I really hope that he does a pool cleaning or something while the instrumental of what's the Olivia Newton-John song?
All by Myself.
All by Myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is playing in the background. He's doing, I mean, this is.
Troll
this
us.
Could troll us. This is making me so happy.
Love it.
Well, and we're going to get Alex Rodriguez in our own backyard because that deal for the Timberwolves is closing very soon.
It is.
Yes.
Huh?
Rocco is not a big fan of his owners having all this shenanigans.
Yeah, it's so intriguing.
Yeah.
No, it
I just wanted to give you a shout out, Rocco, that I get that
I
you don't
he's not
love.
Listening. I hope A-Rod didn't hear that. I just called him Chuggy.
Yeah, first of all, he doesn't know what it is, so he doesn't know that yet. His kids haven't taught him.
He's probably, though, doing hardcore research on the market, and we would be the first place he would stop.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Alex Rodriguez, if you ever want to stop by any My Talk show, we would gladly open a mic for you.
I would. What he's done in the last 2 days has made me like him in a way that nothing else he's ever done has.
And agreed. That says a lot, because I feel like this show in particular has a special irksome attitude towards Alex Rodriguez that completely predates his relationship with Jennifer Lopez.
He's just been such a dumb guy.
Boring
and a cheater and a liar and all these things we don't like, but... You know,
and his portrait of himself as a centaur, which I know is an urban legend, but I just like to bring it up because it adds a little bit of visual flair.
It's got to be true at this point.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else who's excited about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck is Jennifer Lawrence. So she's slowly putting herself back out in the public space. And she said on a friend's podcast, breaking news, they're in Montana, they're on vacation, and she is so excited.
Oh, yeah. She learned about the revival. Like, oh, you haven't heard this? And they're like, no, they were in Montana. She, like, just went nuts. And I kind of have always liked that she has always said she is a gossip consumer.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And her reaction, I did listen to the thing of it. And it's just like, I mean, it's fun and she gets it. I mean, you're two messy, famous people getting together after 17 years. It is one of the best gossip stories of the year.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's like the tulips are opening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the celebrity gossip pollen is just brushing our faces.
Yeah. And then she's letting A-Rod know she is completely done with him. He is doing the theatrics of his Go Yankees in his stage photos. I mean, I am.
Oh. Well, so chef's good. Kiss to that.
Chef's kiss
happy
to that.
Happy weekend, ladies.
Yeah, happy weekend, Holly.
I can't remember why you can't play the music on the podcast.
Well, it's because we pay rights, you know, to ASCAP or whoever the music rights are people to play music on the air.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then there's a whole nother rules for what goes on the web. And so whenever we put a podcast or anything up on the stream or on the web, we don't have rights to all those songs and all those things. So that's why if you're listening on this, if you're listening to replays and you see stuff is missing or you don't hear the bumper music, that's why we can't.
Oh, that's right.
We can't play that copyrighted music on the stream and the podcast. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Rocco. All right. We have our weekend picks and they are presented by AARP Minnesota. So if you're just like looking for something to do, you can go to AARP Minnesota's website and they always have a great roundup of everything that's going on because we might not pick something that you like. We'll start with you, Rocco.
All right. Well, I hope I don't steal anybody.
No, steal away.
There's a couple things that I've been looking forward to for a while, but this one took me by surprise. I did not remember that it's Art Award weekend. Uh-oh, is that yours, Brittany?
Two people. That's good. Art Award. I didn't know either. I'd forgotten.
And it's a little bit different this year. Not all the artists are going to be welcoming people into their space. But in case if you don't know what this is like the Northeast Art Association. It's like all the artists in all the cool spaces and studios up there. They have this weekend of fun, and then their breweries got involved, and bands got involved, and Grumpy's got involved, and all the bars. And it was a great way to celebrate a weekend. But now, you know, this year it's going to be mostly about the artists. You know, I think some breweries are going to be doing stuff. But what you can do to find out who's open and who's not, and maybe the artists are selling something online and you want to support them, it is NEMAA.org. That stands for like Northeast Minneapolis Art Association, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Okay. NEMAA.org. So Art World. And then MSP Film Fest is going on. I think it opened last night with the Questlove documentary concert film Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised.
That looks so good.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, if you want to watch it, you have tonight and tomorrow. You could have gone to Como Pavilion last night to see it, but you can stream it in your own home tonight and tomorrow for about $22.
Oh.
If you have Roku or Apple, my friend Jesse, who is part of MSP Film, said they made their own app. So you look for the MSP Film app, and that's how you can stream it. Otherwise, you buy it on the computer and then get it to your TV the way you normally do that. So there's two that are jumping out at me. Obviously, the Questlove one won all the big awards at Sundance. And then there's another one for those of us who grew up loving All-Star Wrestling in the 70s and 80s. There's a documentary about Baron Von Raschke, Claw, and you can stream that one all the way through the 23rd, and that one is $15 with the $2 fee. So those are the two MSP Film Fests that I'm planning on streaming at home this weekend. And if you want, there's all sorts of other ones. You know, you want to watch a Polish movie, an Italian movie, there's Minneapolis made movies. You can find that all at mspfilm.org.
Yeah, Chris Hewitt did a column in the Star Tribune today with some of his recommended picks. Both of those were on there.
Yeah.
You know, the bear and the claw was in our...
Oh, really?
He's in our studio.
And he's still alive, right?
Early years, there was like a show at the History Theater.
Okay.
The Bear and the Claw, something, his story, and he came in, and Rocco, like you, wrestling in the 70s, that was the thing. My one grandma absolutely loved it, and I feel like it was Sunday and sometimes Saturday mornings. Anyway, it was a thing. And they were such characters.
Oh, for sure.
Those wrestlers of that time period. Anyway, he came in, and
I bet he was over the top.
He's tall, and I mean, he was tall and is not tall, but he's a big man. And he was like, I want to say at that time, I don't know if he's still alive. I think he was like 78. And he came in studio, and he was just very kind of gruff and to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny, but
says he's alive. And, okay, I believe his son is like a filmmaker and is behind this film. So I'm looking forward to watching it.
Good. I'm glad, because he did have. I'm almost positive it was something at the History Theater.
Right, yep.
Yeah, there was some story. Okay, all right. Well, how about you? What do you got, Miss Brittany?
I had some stuff, and then
I found some.
Right. I did my homework while he was telling us his. Hey, there's this awesome thing called Spring Cheese Chocolate and Wine Weekend.
Oh.
Head on over to Stillwater, where they have 5 samples of flight and pre-selected wines accompanied by samples of cheese. Also, chocolate. You're welcome. Here's another thing.
I have a friend who's going to Stillwater. She said, I got to be in Stillwater at 4. Would this be it?
It has to be it.
Sounds like fun.
It starts noon to 5 Saturday and Sunday. So maybe not, but either way, go there and I'll split it and just eat the cheese, a lot of it.
Okay.
hey, this is pretty lame to announce, but Preston is citywide garage sales. So head on over to Preston.
I feel like this used to be Bryn Mawr's garage sale weekend was the weekend after Mother's Day.
No, that's Preston? When it's still warmer.
Preston.
It's warmer in Bryn Mawr when it goes down, I feel like. Because I used to live in Bryn Mawr and it was. It's
just, yeah, me too. Was it maybe just the end of May?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, and Rocco's seems to like not like mine.
Yeah, he doesn't realize how much people have missed her.
Yeah, guess what?
Is it Preston, Minnesota? Is that what you're talking about?
The old Preston. Yeah, Preston Springs.
Let's all Google Preston. Are you sure it's in Minnesota?
Yes. I found it on MN Explore Minnesota.
It's in Fillmore County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it exists. It's real. And there's a garage sale citywide.
You're welcome. South of Rochester. let's hope people on the stream are listening to us in the Rochester.
Okay,
area.
So if you hate that, you're going to really hate this. Guess what? If you live in Duluth, Disney takes Broadway by storm.
I just looked up. It looks like in Preston, Minnesota, is the National Trout Center. But unfortunately, as I go to their website, they are closed due to COVID-19.
Well, maybe next year, Rocco can use that for his weekend picks. Before
the National Trout Center.
He steals mine and then hates.
Preston.
And then hates on you.
Yes.
Hates on you.
Vicious.
All right. Well, I can't believe either one of you didn't pick the auto show at the Fairgrounds.
No, duh.
Come on,
food, Brit.
Cars, all that stuff.
Yum.
Kind of sounds fun. Free parking. Okay. So that's happening. That's going on through next Sunday, that the auto show, Twin Cities Auto Show. Okay, so I do have some music picks. So tonight, GB Layton is at the Minnesota Music Cafe. You have to call for reservations. So I don't know if this is going to be the last week where it operates under these
protocols,
or if it's May 28th that it changed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all I know is I'm going out with my sexy jailer tonight.
Yeah,
for the
you
first
are.
Time. In 15 months or 14 months, whatever. I'm so excited.
You convinced him to take you
with
him.
Well, we're fully vaccinated. Yeah. I mean, we believe in the virus, we believe in the vaccination, and now we're vaccinated and we can go out.
But I'm still living in the narrative of you got him being a sexy jailer. Oh. Like, your relationship is hashtag goals. So, like, in my mind, you use seduction to convince him to break out with
you. I've been chafing at my sexy jailer. I'm tired of, you know, and I mean, he really, at one point, like maybe 6 months into the pandemic, and I was, you know, whatever I was daring to do. And he goes, "Do you think I like keeping you safe and cooped up and not able to do things? Do you think I like this?" I'm like, well. Oh. But I don't want us to die, and I don't want us to get sick, and I, you know, but I mean,
it was kind of hot.
It's kind, but it's really when you think about it. I mean, some people are going to be slow to come out of this, and we just have to be gentle with each other about everything.
Everybody's coming from different experiences.
Right.
Yes.
We don't know. Okay, so GB's at Minnesota Music Cafe. Mm-hmm. Lady Luck is at Main Street in Hopkins.
Mm.
Over at the Minneapolis Eagles Club, I'm intrigued with the name. I'm thinking kind of, their name is Rebel Queens.
Okay. Ooh.
So that could be a very fun, you know, I'm getting a mental image in my mind of kind of some hot women in kind of roller derby outfits,
yes.
You know,
I'm in.
With kind of beehive and maybe kind of singing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're at the Minneapolis Eagles Club. I was just so happy to see so many more music choices. And Annie and the Bang Bang are at Palmer's. These are both tomorrow night, Saturday night, sorry. And then the Good, the Bad, the Funky is at Petey Pappy's. So for people going to your Stillwater Wine and Cheese, they can get some music and good outdoor patio with the bikers and the boaters at Petey Pappy's. And then Sunday, the Jorgensons are back with their 3 o'clock gig, you know, at Petey Pappy's in the afternoon.
Those sound really fun. But did you hear about the Preston garage sale?
Yes. Fillmore County. Feeling it. Rushford, no, you're okay. Anything in Rushford, Minnesota?
Notice mine is always around bars and good. Going to music. And you're, I just want bars and music.
Yours are so good.
But I'm actually going to be able to go to this now.
I know that you're going out. You've got to take a picture.
But this is a good, you know, sign of summer is here when P.D. Pappy's opens on Sunday and the Jurgensons are playing and people are just, you know, dancing, people watching.
Love it.
And gasping and drinking.
It looks like Preston's not far from Lanesboro, which is a nice place to visit.
You're welcome. Well,
there you go, Brittany.
Yeah, there you go. You too. All right, listen. We didn't even get to any of my pickup lines.
Ooh, well,
when
we come back.
Well, right? Don't forget, you can always just use You Look Fabulous for your age.
What?
Okay. Oh, boy. What do we know, kids?
What don't we? Well, give us a pickup line. Give us another one.
Oh, I put them away already.
Okay, okay.
Mind.
No, they're done. They're done. They're done.
I really needed to have, like, Artie pickup lines because I should have known.
Yeah, or mask ones. Like, because now we're taking the mask off, right? It'd be like, what else can you uncover? Oh, nope, I don't like
no,
it.
No, see, already, already.
I'm creepy.
It's hard to do one just off the top of your head without going all down, you know, either the stupid trail, the corny trail, or the really naughty trail.
The really naughty trail.
And all roads lead to the naughty trail.
It should. I mean, that's the point of them. You want to hook people up for the weekend, for sure.
Right. Oh, man. Okay, so what do we know?
Well, we argued about songs for sure, and I thought that was really funny. You and I came from, I was all excited talking about songs. I was like, okay, you guys were talking about Malibu, and I was listening to you guys yesterday, and I love it, too.
I love it, and I love Younger Now. That was on, I bought that CD at Target.
Really?
Yes. And then when somebody rifled through my car, they took every one of my CDs, including that one.
Terrible.
I know.
Like, leave something for me. Leave one random Katy Perry.
Yes.
I got to keep something in there.
You know, my best of that I'd asked my Casey Stum, my bonus boy, to make for me. My road CDs. And as Julia points out, no, I don't even have a CD player in my car.
I have one car that has a CD player still. And I've got like a random CD that I bought at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And it's No Doubts. The Tangerine one, the Kingdom. Oh, yeah. And I rely on that because that's all I can
listen to. I really liked my mix CDs for the road.
I loved.
Yeah. I did, and my soundtrack CDs.
You could make a mix based on where you're going. If you're going to Preston, Minnesota, you could play all Billy Preston.
And I mean, I know you could be making your playlist or whatever, but I mean, I just was kind of, I liked the ease of just.
Okay.
Slipping in that disc.
The goosebumps you would get by somebody you like.
Yeah.
Giving you a CD they made.
Oh, I used to make girlfriends mix tapes with all the banging music.
I mean, that's like personalization on a level no one will understand. I don't think I'll ever, even the ring my husband gave me, I don't think I'll feel as special as like a mixtape that was made for me.
You by somebody.
By some jerk who was like, I thought of you. And I was like, you wrote with Sharpie on it.
Yes.
You spelt my name wrong.
You included a Cure song. I'm in love.
Oh, there goes.
Rocco, I bet you made a mixtape.
Oh my God. I was mixtape king.
Yeah.
I bet.
I was too.
And I made a lot of mixtapes that where I was like, this is where I'll have a little, we'll just maybe talk a little bit to this song. And then maybe it's going to get a little heated here. And then, by the time we get to this part of the tape.
Oh, you would do your own.
You would voice over?
No, I did. Yeah. But no, I would just, you know, I would plan it. I would plan the night of ecstasy via the songs that would go in order, you know.
Yeah.
The night of ecstasy. I'm more impressed that it's a night of. Like, I feel like a half song, I'd be like, all right. I'm done. For me, that's me personally, but that's
I do remember doing, you know, losing my virginity to a heavy metal slow song mixtape I made. And, you know, I remember. Yeah, I remember which songs were.
You know, I would make my girlfriends. I got so good with my tape, my stereo. You know, doing it. Click. However the hell I did it, and I would do one side of the tape would be dancing. partying songs. And then the B side would be screwing songs.
You are. See?
Okay.
We had a theme.
And then I'd be like, this is the only music you need.
This is all you need.
In your, because, you know, everyone, like in our 20s, you're renting a house and everyone has their own bedroom.
Yeah.
With your own music system because, you know, the communal areas, you never know who'd be walking in. So
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
had a sound system in their bedroom.
Oh, that's so.
So I would make my girlfriends a tape and I'd say, this is the only thing you need. All right. We're leaving.
Yeah, should we sing?
Yeah, this is the song we landed on.